Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome to our part two of Reclaiming Your Road to Greatness. Reclaim Your Road to Greatness. And such an opportunity, wonderful opportunity, expansive opportunity, enjoy opportunity to be back with us this heptad. And so as we are, thank you all for tuning in every week. Let me say thank you. So grateful. Thank you for tuning in every week to do what? Learn to master the language of the universe. That is my purpose and pathway by which I am choosing to express the living God that I am and being able to support you to be able to do the same. Because what? We are mirror reflections of each other. So we're discussing today, as I said, part two of Reclaim Your Road to Greatness. And before we get started and before we hear from our sponsors, we want to ensure that for those of you that are driving while you're listening, you are focused. So you have you've heightened your sense of hearing, your auditory, all right, and you're paying attention, all right? So and for those of us that are in our stable position every Wednesday, or we are now, it's leaning, all right? We want to empower you and provide you with the frequency and the energy that is present for us to be able to have access and navigate our plasma. And what frequency is that, all right? So the frequency we have to support us today and continuing to be the living gods that we are created to be is the Red Resonant Skywalker. Red Resonant Skywalker. So put your glasses on. I have my universal glasses on, my filters by which I see and navigate my life with these principles. And I have some water somewhere. I thought I brought it. Okay. But nevertheless, the frequency we have available is 1033 Red Resonant Skywalker. And you can learn more about the kins and the plasmas and the heptads at thelawoftime.org. And you can get your kin to know what your archetype is and your frequency by which you are now even supported more with disconnecting from this artificial time and sync up with the natural time, which is art. Time is art. So, Ken 33, Red Resonant Skywalker. I channel in order to explore inspiring wakefulness. I seal the output of space with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of life force. Ken 33, Red Resonant Skywalker. I channel in order to explore inspiring wakefulness. Feel the output of space with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of life force. One more time, Ken 33, Red Resonant Skywalker. I channel in order to explore inspiring wakefulness. I seal the output of space with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of life force. So for our review, what are we going to share with you this plasma as we continue our journey with the cosmic healing and memory retrieval experience? experience that the Advanced Discipline Workshop here at the Jewel University of Memorial Sciences experienced. We've been back now 2 HEPTAS, 2 weeks. So we're going to continue to share with you the experience, all right? You weren't there physically with us. However, energetically, you were there with us because I brought you with us. I said, for everybody who listened to the show, let's bring them with us so that they can experience and choose to be in alignment with the universal principle of energy, and it is everywhere. So we're going to refresh your memory with what does it mean to reclaim your road to greatness, and how do you do that, all right? And the universal principles that support us in our capacity to be the living gods we are created to be and recall who we are as living gods with the capacity to master mass. So we are going to hear from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. So, as many of you know, we were in Mexico. We went to 4 different cities in Mexico, 1 city twice, Mexico City, Teotihuacan, Palenque, and Villahermosa. So it was a 14-day, 2-week experience for the Advanced Discipline Workshop students that enrolled at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. And we are committed, the Jewel University, we are committed to empowering you to be able to reclaim your body's owner's manual, master the language of the universe, and be the living gods you created to be, and be able to at all times be present in each moment, all right? So this Advanced Discipline Workshop is one that is conducted every year. Last year we went to Alaska, and this year Mexico. And when I tell you, this was a 2-part experience because we went, the first leg of the experience was to reconnect, because remember it's called Cosmic Healing and Memory Retrieval, to reconnect with our Olmec brothers and sisters. So we went to the museums, we went to Tabasco, Mexico, to see the Olmec statues and really be in the energy and the frequency. And what, as I was reflecting on last week's show and what was shared and what wants to present itself this heptad, is that the stones where we were at the museum, it was actually hewed out the jungle. So we were literally in the jungles of Mexico, right? So these stones, what they did was, because the stones are so heavy, these Olmec heads are so heavy that they made a museum and carved out, cut down the trees and all of that, and made the landmass the museum. So it was beautiful, and we have been sharing pictures on our Instagram pages. And so JUIS, Dr. Jewel, Dr. Heather Pierman, Felicia Muhammad, you know, our Facebook and Instagram pages where you can actually see some of the images. And, of course, if you're enrolled in the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program, we give a teaching on it every Friday, you know, to share the experience. Because what we realize and what the pyramids demonstrated for us and the Olmec heads, being able to see with our own eyes, be in the energy of it, it helped us to be able to recall our greatness of who we are as living gods. And so in each moment that you choose to remember that you are a living God, all the tools or the people, the places, things, they present themselves to support you. They present themselves to support you. So let's review our notes on what we talked about last week, as far as what does it mean to reclaim your road to greatness. So we talked about reclaim, meaning to call back, to call upon, to cry out, all right, to cry out. Road, journey, open way of travel. And there are many roads to get to a destination, right? And when I say many roads, meaning we understand that you always have choice. And a universal principle that we constantly are encouraging you to embrace is the universal principle of free will. Universal principle of free will. And when you embrace that principle, guess what it does for you? Guess how it supports you? It supports you in being able to appreciate being the creator of your beliefs. And when you appreciate that you have these beliefs that you created, and some of us, and I know I just had a flash of a thought, a belief that I created that, boy, I held on to. And when you hold on to something, you keep focusing on it, you will get what you are looking for, I tell you. So we won't go there, though, because that'll take us off our topic. Take us in the past, and that particular experience, it does have some wisdom. However, that's not, if it wants to come through later, we'll talk about it. However, when you look at the beliefs that you have, all right, when you look at the beliefs that you have and you accept the fact that you created the experience, right, when you are willing to accept that you created it, guess what? You're empowered with grace and ease to release the belief. Now, many of us have a multitude of beliefs that no longer serve us, and because we are used to operating in that way of life, we continue to hold on to it because of its comfort and its familiarity. And I'm encouraging you, as you accept and you envision yourself reclaiming your greatness or even acknowledging your greatness, for some of you, you want to acknowledge it because you haven't been told how great you are. You haven't been told how divine you are. You haven't been told how loving you are, how beautiful you are. You haven't been told that. You've always been told what you're not. You're not this, you're not that, you're not this, you're not that. Well, relinquish that belief, because you listening to this broadcast at this particular time right now validates and verifies who you are and your capacity to reclaim your greatness, because you are truly a living God in action. You truly are. And I know some of my Christian family, you know, it's like, oh, that's blasphemy. What do you mean I'm a living God? Yes, well, Jesus said it. I like when Dr. Jewel says, JC, she calls him JC, Jesus Christ. She said, Jesus said, greater works I do that you can do, and you're being made, and the scripture says you're made in the image and likeness of the Father. So if that's the case, then why is it so hard to understand that you have the capacity to be a living God? Okay, so getting back to this free will that I'm encouraging you to practice each moment, and you do it sometimes, most times unconsciously, you know, with things that you don't want, because that's easier to be able to focus your attention on. It's easier to focus on what you don't want, because those have been the programs and the beliefs that many of us have been reared up in, all right? And so, again, take this principle with you, all right, and choose to practice free will, and now change and alter some of those beliefs that no longer serve you, all right? Because when you can accept that you created this experience and this belief, then it's easier for you to now be able to let it go because it no longer serves you. It no longer serves you. So, when we were in Mexico, there were many opportunities and there were many situations and circumstances and events where, because some of us didn't know Spanish, we could have just been totally frustrated, been in judgment, been all out of alignment with all of the principles. However, the benefits of having a balanced brain, so if you're not on the brain balancing program, please go to www.juis.education and read the information and request the information to enroll in the brain balancing program so you can get all the history, what it means with the mental and emotional coefficient, what all of that means. What does it mean to balance the brain and have whole brain functionality? What does that mean? So if we did not have balanced brains and, you know, in some shape, form, or fashion, be in alignment with these universal principles, we would have been all out of order and having trauma, attitudes, and all of that. So as we prepare to go for our break, I wanted to help you to be able to see that we did not allow the language barrier, the seeming language barrier, to be a hindrance for us. So we didn't let that belief of, oh, I don't know Spanish, or I'm not fluent in Spanish, or I don't know conversational Spanish, I just know hola, muy bien, como estás, te llamo es, you know, and how far is that going to get you when you're going to be in Mexico City for 14 plasmas, 14 days? So we did not allow that belief. Did not allow that belief to hinder us from being able to effectively communicate with the businesses and the people that we had to encounter. And some businesses did not have English speaking personas or people. So I want you to think about that and think about a belief that you hold and choose right now to be in alignment with this universal principle of free will. Choose right now to be in alignment with this universal principle of free will and accept the fact that you have this belief, whether it was passed down from generation to generation or not, or it's something you created or something you made up in your mind based off of something somebody said to you. Choose to release it now. Accept the fact that you created. Choose to release it, so you can have the comfort in being able to move forward in aligning with these other principles and now be able to shift your experience with that low vibration frequency of that belief that is preventing you from reclaiming your road to greatness. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. We are discussing Reclaim Your Road to Greatness Part 2, and the context is around our Advanced Discipline Workshop that the Juul University of Immortal Sciences hosts every year for the students to participate in, and we were in Mexico City, 14 plasmas or days in Mexico. And so we reviewed what reclaim is, what road is, and just talking to you a little bit about a principle known as free will and how we didn't allow Spanish. Many of us did not know Spanish. We did have Dr. Jewel's daughter with us, Ken 220, to support us, and she was able to refresh up on her Spanish. So we did have some support, and we had some other tools as well by which we were using our phones. We used to translate on the phone. So whatever we wanted to say in English, we would translate it and let the phone say it. Or, you know, of course, we would listen to it and then we would repeat it. So we were able to adapt. We were able to be in perfection and focus on what we wanted to experience. All right. We focused on what we wanted to experience and allow that to be our reality. And so how does that play in to your greatness? And in what other areas of your life are you now empowered by listening to the sharing and reflecting on your desire to be in alignment with universal principles and master this language that is your innate capacity? It is your birthright. And it is deposited within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. It is within. It's within you. We want to remind you and teach you and help you to not have to make some of the same mistakes we've made by bringing you these principles and hosting classes, which we have one coming up starting next week, 6 Universal Principles. You must know it's starting on Wednesday. 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can learn these principles, you can know how to embody these principles, and be able to apply them in every moment of your life. So with your capacity to reclaim your road to greatness, you also have the power to be able to create a new experience for yourself. And that's the beauty of being present in each moment. So when we look at what the definition of greatness is, it is high or exalted position. And now, as I stated in the beginning, many of us have always been told what we're not. You're not this, you're not that, you're not this, you're not that. Well, we're here to tell you and to help you to have a cosmic healing and memory retrieval that you are great. You are great. And how can we say that you are great? Because we can say you're great because you are in this third dimension experience with your body, your heart, your mind, your soul. And you are so determined. Because, you know, when we are having these, because we are in this third dimension experience again, and you don't even have to believe in past lifetimes and karmic experiences or stuff that you didn't do before. You don't have to even believe in it just by the fact that you are present. Oh, yeah, there's some things that you must get right this opportunity. And that's a choice as well. So, and let me take that back, because you don't have to do anything. You really don't. You can continue on doing, living your life, being programmed the way that you're doing, getting the same old results, being dissatisfied and sadness and depression. You can continue to have that. There is no judgment here. It's your choice. And because you are here, we know that you are looking. You've been asking for change. And so the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is the platform and is the workspace, the cosmic space by which you are empowered with the tools, with the means and the ways by which you can, should you choose to practice free will, all right, have a different life like that. These universal principles save your life. They save your life. And so your capacity to let go what everybody else has been telling you that now you believe wholeheartedly because you've heard it so much. You've heard it habitually over and over and over and over again. So now that you know you are great, play that over and over and over again. Every time you think about what your mother said or your father said or your grandfather said or your daddy said, no, change that. I am great. I am great. I am great. Let that be habitual. All right? Let that be the habitual record because you are great. And your capacity to be great stands out. So greatness means also the Latin root word of it is amnesia. It's a distinctive feature, a conspicuous part. All right? Eminence. Yes, you are the eminent one. And if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, because I sense that some of you are feeling a little uncomfortable because, you know, I know for me, when I was growing up, is my mother listening? She is. When I was growing up, and it's no reflection on her, you know, we talk about this all the time, and she's a member of the Universal Principal Support Group. She's on the Brain Balancing Program. She's learning how to reclaim her body's owner's manual. She's enrolled in the classes. So it's a beautiful experience, and I am so grateful and thankful to the Most High God of all and all that my mother, that we are doing this together, that we are doing this together. So it makes it really, it's very healing for me, and it's healing for her. And for the children that I'm going to have, that's going to be coming forward for generations to come, we know that we are building a legacy for our family line, all right? Because we are consciously choosing to reclaim our road to greatness and be the living God that we're created to be. Now, does that mean it's easy breezy? That's a judgment. That's a judgment. So does that mean cause and effect and just comfort and discomfort is, you know, it's a smooth journey, or journey that is without any humps and bumps or ebbs and flows, ups and downs, ins and outs, around the corner, going, making the same circle and still calling yourself doing something different? Does that mean we don't experience that? No, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? It means that we have these tools, which are the universal principles. We have access to more brain tissue by now, by which we are able to recognize that we're out of alignment with the principles. We get back in alignment with the principles. And we ask ourselves, okay, because we say to each other, okay, well, how did I create that? How did we create that, you know? And as we are able to have this conversation, she's able to present to me some aspects that I have not been able to accept or look at, and I'm able to present to her from a perspective that she may not have been able to see. So these universal principles, being able to be enrolled in the courses and be a part of the Universal Principal Support Group. So when you come, bring a friend, bring a family member, tell everybody about it, because you will be able to support each other. And when one may seem like they are out of alignment with the principles, you're able to help them get in alignment. And when you're out of alignment, they're able to help you get in alignment. So that harmony and relationship, which is another principle, continuously supports your capacity to love and be in alignment and be the living God that you're created to be. So when we were in Mexico, we had an opportunity to also experience cause and effect. And so when we are experiencing this cause and effect relative to how we are reclaiming our road to greatness, because again, the theme of this advanced discipline workshop was or is, because it's continuing to happen, right? It's continuing to unfold, is cosmic healing memory retrieval. Cosmic healing memory retrieval. So how did we on the trip in Mexico get an opportunity to experience cause and effect? I'm telling you, the universal principles, we could see in each experience that we had that could appear and can appear and does appear for one who is not conscious of these principles. It can be, oh, that's bad. Why did that happen? That's wrong. Well, you shouldn't have did that. Why did you say that? It could have been all of that. It could have been all the trauma drama, and it was all women. And, you know, this is a belief that where a bunch of women are together is chaos. No. That is not always the case. And practice your free will to clear that belief. Practice your free will to clear that belief so that it no longer hinders you from connecting with a mirror principle and a mirror reflection of yourself, which is the woman. And as women, we are very powerful. We have the capacity to bring, and we do, we bring heaven on earth. And so as we were navigating, you know, our language barriers, you know, seemingly language barriers, I'll call them opportunities, by which, you know, I hadn't taken Spanish since 12th grade, and I learned a lot. I was able to recall some of the phrases. And so it was very, it was enlightening and exciting to know that we're on this cosmic healing memory retrieval, and each step of the way, we are having initiations by which we are now able to live these principles, know which neighborhoods to move to in our brain when we need to deal with a particular situation that can seem like trauma drama. So, does that mean we didn't have some experiences that were definitely could have been titled trauma drama? Yes, we did. And how did we rectify those experiences? How did we align with these principles as a group and ensuring that everyone is communicating, ensuring that everyone is communicating clearly and relinquishing and letting go of any confusion that can cause bodily sensations that we know as feelings, all right? So when we went to, we were in Mexico City. So I'm going to go on this journey with me. We were in Mexico City. We checked into the hotel, and we were downstairs in the lobby, and we were preparing to, a few of us were having lunch. A few of us were preparing to go out and get lunch. And so in our preparing to go out and get lunch, you know, we had to charge phones, and so we were downstairs just in the lobby doing what we needed to do, making sure everybody was on the same page, because we always went in pairs everywhere we went. We did not go anywhere by ourselves. So, and that was a challenge for some people, because, you know, you like, why can't go by myself? I'll be okay. But no, we knew going in that that was how we were conducting ourselves. That is, we knew before we left the States, the guidelines by which we are conducting ourselves, right? So we had to put the, we had to put what we call the cones in place, all right? We had to put cones in place. And this is connecting all to your eminence now, because I want you to really be able to connect the dots with greatness, meaning distinctive features, and we all have them. We all have them. So as we were sitting in the lobby, some people were eating lunch, as I stated. a couple of people charging their phones, and myself and one of the other guides in the making was preparing to walk around and find a vegan, vegetarian place to get some juice. And so we left, and we got a text saying, "Did you see my camera bag? Did you see my camera bag? Do you have my camera bag?" It's like, no, don't see it. And so, like, okay, so when we got back, we discovered that one of the guys in the making, her bag, her camera bag or her ID was missed. Okay, it was missed. It was taken. It was taken. And mind you, the lobby was full of people. And so she got up to, we discovered this when we got back. So she got up to go charge her phone. Now, the chair that she was sitting in was directly across from the check-in desk. She was to the left. No, she was to the right, facing the chair, but holding her head down, charging her on her phone. Had went and plugged her phone up and charged her phone and hold her head down. So the lobby had cleared out. And how do I know this? Because we went back and watched the footage of the theft. We went back and watched the footage. And so I had just gotten up and walked out the door, me and Kenzie 20, and it was two people, a man and a woman. They came in, and this is all tied to, you know, I'm going to give you some couple of principles of what she realized for herself and how this was created. And I know you're like, what? She created? Thought about her thing being stolen? No, we're going to show you how this was created. So you can begin to look at your life and not be offended when you interact with anyone at the House of Jewels or the Jewel Universe of Immortal Science, and we're asking you, or when you take a class, and we're asking you, well, how did you create that? And you get offended. No, there's no need to be offended. All right? There's no need to be offended. You're going to see how you and we create these experiences that we have. This connects right to your distinctive feature and your eminence, which is your greatness of who you are. So we watched the video and saw the two people. It was a lady and a man. They came in. They scouted the place first, so they was watching. And so the lady went up to the desk. The man sat down in the chair, because remember, she's still over by her with her phone with her head down, although she's facing the chair. And if she had just looked up, you could see the chair, right? So the man came and sat down, put his jacket over her Canon camera case with her passport and ID in it, and got up and walked out the door, right? So this happened all in a matter of 3 minutes. I think it was 3 to 5 minutes. From the time I got up out the chair and walked out, she went over to the desk, charged her phone, kept looking at her phone, having her head down, and it happened just like that. So when I came back, you know, and we discovered what was happening, said to her, I said, so how did you, then I said, how did we create that? First I completed the sentence I did say, I said, how did you create that? And I said, how did we create that? Because you have to understand too is that all of us were together. We are a group. So we are one. We are one. And if it happened to her, it happened to all of us. So how did we create that? So when I asked her, how did you create it, you know, she looked and she was like, I don't know how I created that. And so this is a principle, okay, this is a principle that we help you in the courses to be able to pay close attention to. What you focus on expands, and what you give your attention to. Okay, again, and cause and effect. So there were many principles. There were many, many principles that this experience revealed to all of us, and each one of us put ourselves in her shoes so that we could be one. We could be one. And what I discovered this plasma in talking to Dr. Jewel, when you really respect, you know, whether it's your mentor, your teacher, your parents, whoever it is that you really respect, when things happen, and not so much as even when things happen, in all aspects of your relationship with that person, and especially when there is some conflict, seeming conflict or disagreement, or where you're not seeing eye to eye, you want to be able to put yourself in that person's shoes. All right, so that's what we did. We put ourselves in her shoes, and we looked at the cause and effect of this. So, you know, the principle of cause and effect helps you to know the law of cause and effect says that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I think that's the right one. And cause and effect principle helps us to be able to know that you are not the effect of the circumstances in your life. We are the creator of the circumstances. So if you take a moment right now and think about the circumstances of your life, and I know for some, you know, you think about you've been raped or there's been some incest or molestation, you're like, how am I the cause of that? And as you enroll in the courses and we help you to really go deeper with really being able to polarize this experience, you're able to see that at some points in time, you might have, or in your family line, there might have been the experiences where this was done before, previously. So getting back to the story of the camera case being taken, lifted, we were able to, as I was having a conversation with, you know, the God in the making, whose camera was lifted, and I asked her, well, how did you create that? And then, you know, it was like, okay, well, how do we create it? Because we are one, you know, this is happening to us. And she said at first she didn't know. You know, she said at first she didn't know. So then that required our group, because we were actually leaving that day, that plasma. We were checking out, that's what it was, we were checking out that plasma to go to the next city. So, of course, she couldn't leave. And the question was asked, well, who's going to stay with her? And there was this brief moment of silence. And I said, I will. I'll stay. And so I stayed with her. We went to the police department. And at the same time, we are still looking at how we were, where were we out of alignment with the principles and where were we in alignment with the principles. And going back over, before we watched the video, how this happened. She kept blaming herself. Oh, it was my fault. And I was helping her to change the language of fault, okay, my fault. Because, of course, because remember we talked to you about, and we're going to hear from my sponsor, when we talk to you consistently about thoughts, right, and the frequency of a thought and how what you think produces a blood quality, all right, a blood chemistry. So this is why it's important that blame, shame, the blame game, all of that, no, do not choose right now to practice free will. Do not do that to yourself because you are definitely creating a blood quality that toxic and provides an atmosphere for disease to definitely have free reign. All right. So I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back and I'm going to finish telling you the story of cause and effect for our advanced system workshop in Mexico and how we got back in alignment with the principle. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, welcome back. Our source is a neuron. And on that note, before we go back to the story, we have six universal principles coming up for next heptad next week, Wednesday, 21st at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 13, this is our spring-summer intensive, and we're going to be together for 13 plasmas, embodying, mastering this language of the universe. That is your innate capacity to master mass, right? And be in alignment at all times. And when you're out of alignment, get back in alignment with these principles. And it is so much fun as we do this. After that, we have Think Like a Neuron. So when you hear that commercial again, this class is conducted by Dr. Jewel Pucro, and she's going to show you, demonstrate scientifically, beyond a shadow of a doubt, why that is a true statement. And you will be able to be empowered and reclaim your body's capacity to be the living God physically that you are created to be. Know how to activate your body's ability to heal itself. And it starts in your brain and your mind. So let's get back to the story. All right. So by this time everybody has left, right? Okay, so the camera was stolen. We asked, who's going to stay because she has to go to the embassy to get ID. Of course, she's not a resident of Mexico. She got to get back to the States, right? So I stayed with her, and as we were walking to the, we went and the police was standing actually outside of the hotel. So as we were having a conversation about helping her to change the language of blame, you know, it's one thing to accept the responsibility for something that happens, and then it's another to be in blame, shame, and guilt, right? So helping her to be able to evolve the language so that, again, the blood quality that she is creating is consistent with who she is, and that is a living God, right? And so I would say we went outside, talked to the police, and we had our first police ride. Well, yes, we had our police ride in the police car to take us to the police department to file a report. So we have pictures of us riding in the back of the Mexico City police car. And boy, those seats were hard. Oh my gosh. So nevertheless, as we were walking back after we did everything we needed to do, and deciding when we were going to go to the embassy, I asked her again. We talked about it some more, and it was just, you know, she was really reflecting on this because, I mean, it really affected her. And so, and it really affected us, you know. And so, you know, she said, you know, you asked me, how did I create this? And she said, you know, I have to say that I have been very ungrateful. Said that is the third camera that I have. That's the third camera in a month that something has happened to. She said the first two I lost, and she said this one was taken. She said, and so I have to say that I have been very ungrateful. And so that's a universal principle, which is abundance and gratitude. And so in her being able to, and in us being able to have this conversation, of course I'm reflecting on the areas where I've been ungrateful. And then, you know, the group had already left and, went to the next city, you know, but I was just thinking about our group collectively because, again, we were all looking at how this affected us, and that we are one because we were a group. We are one. And so in that night, we stayed at the hotel. You know, they comped us a room. Well, not really, gave us a discount. But we were grateful, you know. And we talked about it in depth. And, you know, she had to call her husband and let him know what happened. So in saying all of that, that point of the matter of her acknowledging, once she thought about it, and as she really pondered on it and was truthful with herself, because she could have still been in, oh, I don't know. How did they do that? And why wasn't the hotel paying attention? And, you know, she could have had all of those excuses and playing the blame game. But no, she did not do that. She did not do that. And being having a balanced brain and being in alignment with these principles, because she did take the first course that we did, Living and Being Universal Principles, and she attends the Universal Principles Support Group, the in-person group in New York. And so, you know, this, as you're embodied and aware of these principles, they will support you when you are not trying to be supported by them. They will support you when you're not trying to be supported, when you want to do the blame game, when you want to be in that low vibration frequency or be the victim. No, no, no. There are no victims. There are no victims. So she reached out to her significant other, her husband, and he was trying to get her to come home. And she was like, no, 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 no. I'm continuing with the trip. And anybody else? And most people would have been like, I'm out of here, I'm traumatized, and I just want to go home because this is too much of a trigger. And so when you are conscious and intentional on being the living God that you're created to be, mastering the language of the universe, reclaiming your role to greatness, then you have access to all the tools that you need that will support you in being able to do this. And so that's why it's important that you continue to listen, you enroll in the course that's coming up so that those areas that are in your life that you might not want to share with anybody, you know, that you've experienced or felt like you've been the victim, you can, in this course, be able to navigate, manage, and be able to, as we stated earlier, practice free will to let go of the beliefs that you hold that will, when you practice free will, it helps it and makes it easier for you to let go of those beliefs that are keeping you from, that you're allowing to keep you from reclaiming your road to greatness. And so the other component, being able to have access to more brain tissue. Because when you have access to more brain tissue, when things happen like this, your reaction is totally different from how you would have normally reacted, not knowing universal principles or having or balancing your brain. Because when you begin to balance your brain, it decreases stress. It matures you emotionally. Because now you have access to other areas of the brain and you're learning other areas of the brain where you now can go to that area and deal with this particular experience or circumstance, and you have the universal principles by which you're able to be the observer, you're not a victim, and you're able to align with the principles and see where you're out of alignment with the principles and get back in alignment with the principles so you can continue to be present in each moment, know what to say, know how to conduct yourself in each circumstance. All right? So visit us at www.juis.education to learn more about the brain balancing program. Request your enrollment package free. Request it so you can get the history. You can learn all about why you should be balancing your brain, having whole brain functionality, building up your emotional pyramid, all right, and helping you to be able to be in alignment at all times and be the living God that you are created and destined to be. And with all the activities and things that are happening in the world right now, in this present moment, these are tools that you definitely want to have mm-hmm. in your toolbox. You want to have these in your toolbox. All right. So again, please, you know, and yes, I am pleading with you, because you won't be able to say that here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living that we didn't tell you as you start having these experiences. You cannot say we did not tell you. All right. So practice free will and love, self-love for yourself, all right? Practice the love for yourself to be able to now create a new experience for yourself, a new reality, a whole new life. Embrace change. Let change be your new best friend outside of your body, all right? And so visit us. Go visit us. Yes, I'm pleading with you. Go visit us at www.juis.education. to learn more about the brain balancing program, to get details about, yes, why you should spend the next 13 plasmas with me, with Dr. Jewel, with Dr. Heather Pyramid, and all of your friends and family, cosmic family, that are choosing to master the language of the universe and be in alignment with these principles. And know when we get out of alignment with the principles, whether in ego or personality, we know how to get back in alignment so that we transform our life first and foremost, and then be an example and can help others to be able to do the same for themselves. So we have class Wednesday, first plasma at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a virtual platform. You are required to show up and activate your web camera, and we're going to have so much phenomenal, enlightened, blissful, harmonious fun. And, you know, it is, and I'm not, you know, I am choosing to be very transparent and let you know that, yes, you are going to be, you're going to have the opportunity by which you will be able to prove to yourself that this right here, this dispensation of time and this present moment, this is your time. This is your time for you to be the living God you're created to be, all right, and be able to pass this on to your children's children, children's children's children, so that you no longer have to have the limiting beliefs, the negative self-talk that keeps you in vicious cycles and programs and always complaining, being on purpose and being a wage slave. So we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and visit us at www.juis.education. Please feel free to join us virtually for the Universal Principal Support Group. And also, if you're
thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principal Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.